Good day. I'm Muscatine Radio General Manager Jamie Hopkins, and I welcome you again to Muscatine Radio's Learn and Vote Project, a series of candidate interviews leading up to the 2012 general election, along with live election night coverage on November 6th. And so today, I welcome into our studios the Democratic challenger for State Representative Sarah Sedlacek. Did I get that last name right?
You did. Perfect.
Very good. From West Liberty, Iowa is where she resides. She's running against Republican State Representative Tom Sands of Wapello for the new 88th House District. So, Sarah, thank you for choosing to provide the listeners in our broadcast area more information about you. I think you and your opponent would agree that the way that we ensure voting rights and the peaceable transfer of leadership in this country is to engage citizens, help them learn enough to make a wise voting decision, and spur them to vote.
I completely agree. I think an educated electorate is the thing that keeps our democracy strong.
Nice. Our responsibility as a community broadcaster is to provide you airtime as you participate in Muscatine Radio's Learn and Vote Project. So, Sarah, the format here is an open answer response to the same five questions for each candidate that we profile with a hard stop at the 15-minute mark. The length of your answers will determine how many questions we get through, and so far everybody's gotten through all five questions, so feel free to expound. And so I think before we go to question one, why don't you just give us an overview geographically of this Iowa's new redistricted 88th House District?
Absolutely. The new 88th District covers rural Muscatine County, all of Loayza County, and rural Des Moines County. So basically all of Muscatine County except for Muscatine and Wilton. I have Wilton Township, but not the city of Wilton. And then all of Des Moines County except for Burlington and West Burlington, though I do have a little bit of rural Burlington and West Burlington.
Okay. Question one. For those not familiar with your campaign or platform, what's the first thing that comes to mind when I ask you, what do you stand for?
Well, I stand for rural Iowa. I grew up in rural Iowa. I chose to stay in rural Iowa, and I just love rural Iowa. I think it's where all the best people are grown, and I want to keep it strong. And I want to do that by making sure we have strong schools. We're bringing good jobs, good paying jobs into rural Iowa, and we're keeping our families together. And by that, I mean Iowa is an aging state. And we have a lot of older Iowans in rural Iowa, and I don't feel we're doing enough to provide the resources to keep rural Iowans, older rural Iowans, in their homes longer, and keep them with their families in rural Iowa. And also by strengthening our educational system, that will keep younger families in rural Iowa. And bringing jobs here will also keep those families here. So rural Iowa is a great place to grow and live, and I want to make sure that we're keeping the resources here and bringing new resources in so that folks can stay here.
Okay, you mentioned being from rural Iowa. Tell us about that briefly.
Well, I grew up in Solon, and I graduated from Solon High School and went to the University of Iowa, and shortly after that moved to West Liberty. And have been in West Liberty except for a short stint in Des Moines, where I worked in both the state Senate and the state House. So I do have a little legislative experience, but I've spent all my life in rural Iowa and wanted to stay here. So,
okay. Question number two. If elected, do you plan to vote your conscience, or will you vote the constituency or your perceived will of the majority of the people in your district?
I think that's kind of one and the same. If I'm not voting my constituency, I'm not voting my conscience. That's why I'm sent to Des Moines, is to vote for the people who live in my district and vote for the things that will benefit them the most. So I think that's voting my constituency is voting my conscience.
Upon a conflict that occasionally can occur between conscience versus constituency based on the legislation that comes to the floor, how would you reconcile that conflict?
That's a great question. I can't even think of a single bill that piece of legislation that would come up with.
I can picture something, you know, where a bill is peppered with something that generally the bill is not something you would vote for at all, but within that bill is something that would remove something that, for example, might hurt rural Iowa. So when you have these bills that are have something stuck in them that has nothing to do with the bill, for example.
Yeah. That's a great question. Well, I would never do anything that would hurt my constituents. And if that's a fantastic question, I'm not sure how to answer that. But I would say if there's something that would harm my constituents in that bill, I would not vote for it. If there's something that would help them, then I would I would certainly do my best to at least give it a good consideration. And if there's an amendment that I can introduce that would maybe make the bill a little bit better, I would do that.
All right. You're listening to Candidate Profiles as part of Muscatine Radio's Learn and Vote project. Today's guest in studio is Sarah Sedlacek, Democratic challenger for state representative, District 88 against Tom Sands. So moving on, question number three. Public approval for politics and politicians in general is at an all-time low. Why do you think that is, and what will you do to improve that opinion?
Well, I think the partisanship right now, both at the State House and in Washington, D.C., is a huge reason for that low opinion of politicians. And I think it goes back to that question of conscience versus constituency. And maybe, as I've knocked on doors and I've made a lot of phone calls and I've talked to a lot of people, and the folks in my district especially are very unhappy because they don't feel like the people in Des Moines are looking out for them anymore, or the people in Washington, D.C., for that matter. They feel like they've been left behind a little bit. They haven't seen anyone from Des Moines in quite some time, and have been very eager to share with me their concerns and the issues that they care about. And I think the low opinion is they don't feel like they're being represented by real people anymore. And it's been exciting to get to know the people in my district and hear them say what a breath of fresh air it is to meet someone who's real and understands their issues, knows what it's like to be a middle-class Iowan right here in rural Iowa. And so I think just there's a disconnect between the people who are representing us and those being represented. There's often, I think, when folks get elected and are in office for some time, they begin to forget, I shouldn't say forget, there's a disconnect between the district and the people they represent.
Why do you think that is? Where does that disconnection, how does that grow over time?
Having been in Des Moines, it's a different world up there. When you are in your district, obviously, you talk to people and you get to know people, but when you go to Des Moines, it's almost as if Des Moines becomes your district. And so there's a different set of people talking to you when you're in Des Moines, a different set of people reaching out to you, and they don't live in your district, and they don't know what it's like to live in Muscatine County or Louisa County or Des Moines County. They live in Des Moines. And so it just becomes a different world, and I think it's easy to become very disconnected from the people whom you represent.
Okay. Question number four. To which groups or organizations do you invest your time and money, other than obviously running for the legislature?
Yeah. I have been an active member of the West Liberty Rotary Club for quite some time, since 2006. So a lot of my time, when I'm not running for office, goes into that. I don't have a lot of money to give, but when I do give, I give to my local animal shelters, and I spend a lot of time volunteering in the school. I was a trustee for the West Liberty School Foundation, and I also volunteered in the schools. I worked with kindergartners and first graders who weren't quite caught up in their reading and their schoolwork. I also was a junior achievement volunteer teacher for several years. I spend as much time as I can, putting as much time as I can into my community. West Liberty is such a great community like that. I tell people who aren't familiar with the town that it's like a community of volunteers. Everybody gets out and does things. You and I talked about the West Liberty Arts Council earlier. There are so many great groups in West Liberty to put my time into. So I try to put my time into as many places as I can spread, I guess. Mostly I do a lot with the Rotary Club. I do a lot with the schools, and of course, whenever there's anything else that I can help out with, I try to do my best there too.
Okay. Question number five, final question, please name two significant accomplishments in your life.
Well, I am one of the first in my family to graduate with a 4-year degree, which I'm very proud of. After that, I one of the things that I'm most proud of is how I entered the workforce and started my career with newspapers. I had initially gotten a job just working in an office right out of college. And after being there for about 8 months, I realized this is not what I went to school for. This is not what I want to do. And so I left that job and I started waitressing again to decide what I wanted to do. And I walked into my local newspaper in Solon and I said to the editor, she looked at me like I was crazy. I said, I don't know what I want to do, but I know I want to be in newspapers and I'd like you to teach me. I said, I will vacuum your floors. I'll take out your trash. I'll do whatever you need me to do and I'll do it all for free, but just teach me. And she looked at me and didn't call me for about a month. And then she called and said, well, you know, we could actually use a little help. And so I started out just helping out with data entry and advertising. And then I did such a good job with that. They let me start covering stories and I got my own column. And then that's how I was approached by the West Liberty paper and how I got that job. And I have always been very proud of that because I went out on a limb and I did something that probably a lot of people don't do and I took a chance to do something that I love. And it has put me on this course and it just took that one person believing in me to be successful. And I feel like that I have been successful because of that one shot that person gave me and taking that big step and taking a chance. So that's one thing I'm very proud of.
Okay. Well, you've been listening to West Liberty Democrat Sarah Sedlacek running against Republican State Representative Tom Sands of Wapello for the new 88th House District. We'd like you to stay tuned for profiles on U.S. Congressman Dave Lobosak, State Senator Sean Hammerlink, John Archer, State Representative Tom Sands, Chris Brace, and more. Podcasts of the candidate profiles are available on our website, www.voiceofmuscatine.com. And finally, we want to emphasize your responsibility to vote on or before Election Day, November 6th. If you're unsure how to register or how to vote in advance of Election Day, you can give our offices a telephone call out here at 263-2442, and we'll give you some guidance. And so this has been Muscatine Radio's Learn and Vote Project. Thank you for listening, and you're listening to the Voice of Muscatine, AM 860 KWPC.